broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. With me, the Big MIG team, George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio. We're talking about the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. By the way, I know I heard George on the break. He was hearing about this McDonald's/Krispy Kreme, partnership, merger, whatever you want to call it. And he's looking forward to a big donut Mac, Lance. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
Big and Mac I didn't and know donuts, George buddy. Excited. You're going to have a donut as your bun for your Big Mac. And
That sounds low calorie. It sounds very dietitious.
Absolutely. If you want to get your health game on, George, to find a woman, all you got to do is eat them Big Mac donuts, buddy.
Well, I advise against eating anything fast food because it's all processed and not good for you, especially McDonald's.
Okay, we were trying to have fun, and he just throws out the truth. And
he had to throw a wrench in. He had to make you feel guilty about having a donut-wrapped Big Mac. Well, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed. No,
donut.
Well, just sugar so everybody bun. Knows, my first concern is our listeners and them getting the truth and not the BS, so I had to interject on that one because...
On a genetically modified flour bun.
I care about our listeners.
Full of sugar.
Just saying.
All right. I did not hear about this.
It's just crazy. That's the truth. We got several things happening. By the way, Chick-fil-A is going to go ahead and just pack your meat with problems now. They said they were going to not have any, manipulated chicken, modified chicken?
Yeah, I think they were doing hormone-free before. Yeah. Now they're not.
They're going to add the hormones, so it's going to be modified chicken.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an ugly thing.
Man, you're going to be like a lizard and grow a fin and stuff. You'll be a fish, lizard, human.
It's frightening what's happened to us. You see the pictures from the 1950s, Sam, and everybody was so fit and in perfect shape. There was no obesity. Now you go to the beach, and the obesity issue is just, it's out of control, right? And now they're trying to make it mainstream by people like Lizzo, you know, who just is incredibly obese. She's a singer, and they're trying to normalize obesity, which I think is just awful for our youngsters, you know?
Well, you could buy somebody a six-pack of McDonald's donuts if you want to. And, you know, there you go. They sell them in six-packs even, too.
Exactly. Let's get some saturated
All right.
fat.
There's two events we want to highlight, ladies and gentlemen, that are critical. The first one is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event, CSPOA. It'll be April the 17th, all day Wednesday at the Ahern Hotel. To get more information on that incredible all-day event with just award-winning speakers, CSPOA.org. You can see some of the highlighted speakers on the website. You can also sign up. Look, the space is limited, so you better get on this and you better do it fast. You can also get tickets to the Flynn movie, which will be the next day. It'll be debuting in Las Vegas. So it's just a two-day bonanza, incredible patriotism going on as we provide solutions to the latest crisis of the day. The headline on the flyer says, "Resist the temptation." Boy, howdy. In America, we need to resist the temptation. That's really a quote from the Supreme Court in Sheriff Mack's win. Big win over Bill Clinton back in the 90s, but relevant more so today than when it was penned. All right, with that, we've got another event coming up this evening. Lance?
George.
Yeah.
I got this.
George, do it, George.
Yeah, we have an X on X tonight. We have a Spaces at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're talking about the Rhinos and Democrat plan to remove Trump from the ballot, but we're also getting into a lot of big other topics. But here are the speaker lineup. We have Vivek Ramaswamy, Roger Stone, Dave Williams, Scott Pressler, Joey Pags, Sam Bushman, a.k.a. DJ Brave, Troy Smith. And of course,
this has
Lance
Migliaccio. We got to find a better name than that. Come on now.
No, that's it. DJ Brave. You like the Brave thing? That's your thing. You're done.
All right. They don't even know the story behind this. Keep going. I'll just let it go right now.
You know, big part of this space is to highlight getting people elected that are actually going to do something for we the people in this country. And if you know, if you're familiar with Colorado, when Jenna Griswold tried to remove Trump off the ballot, there was one man that stood up and fought the system, fought the deep state over there. He's the head of the GOP in Colorado. He goes by the name of Dave Williams. He is running for Congress to represent not only Colorado, but he's representing every American in this country. Because you may not think that because they're not in your state, it doesn't matter. Well, yes, it does matter. Because when they vote on bills, that person in all the other states vote yay or no. So it does matter. So your support is greatly appreciated. You need to come by and listen to the spaces because we got some things that are going to come out. We got a lot of people, and there's going to be other people joining. I don't want to say the names just yet, but there will be more. And we, Lance, what is it? Simona
Mangianti Papadopoulos.
I wanted to pronounce that last name. Last hour, I asked for that again because I don't know how to pronounce that last name yet. I got to work on that.
Mangianti. Yeah, she's amazing. I really like her. We become friends, and she's a serious journalist. And I'll tell you something. I just want some people in there that aren't going to be a bunch of jerks and vacate their seats. I mean, even in here in Colorado, the people.
Well, by the way, that's a real thing. Just to rewind this, because here's the problem with Lance. Lance is so knowledgeable about so many topics that he just runs into them and people don't understand the setup. What's happening is that these big inside politicians are being called upon to jettison their seats early. And the question is how much cash or how much favor, you know, pay to play is there behind the scenes to get this to happen. But they're doing it because they want to make sure that the House and Senate cannot be controlled by conservatives or by the new politician taking center stage. That's their goal, is to undermine this. And it's all connected, right, Lance?
It absolutely is. You know that all of these people, just like what Rona thought she was going to do over there at NBC, and of course now they fired her. At the end of the day, they're all going to get some kind of a deal somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be a book deal.
So look, you get hired and then fired, and then the contractual details behind the scenes creates lawsuits and great fodder for the media while big payouts happen. That's what's happening, right?
There's no doubt. And behind it is this billionaire, Paul Singer. He's no different than Zuckerberg and Gates. They keep using their money to manipulate the system to their own benefit. At the end of the day, he's a big hedge fund manager or hedge fund operator. I guess it's really his hedge fund. And I believe he wants to, you know, get the Democrats back in power for another 4 years because all he's going to do is line his pockets by that benefit. Ken Buck is vacating his seat here in Colorado, actually screwing over the Coloradoans that voted for him because they wanted him in there. And vacating seats, this is not a normal thing. This doesn't happen regularly. Look at Gallagher. Gallagher intentionally announced he was going to leave a week after they would have had the opportunity to fill the seat by holding another election. He did it intentionally. He waited a week. I mean, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is all over him for this because he actually waited a week for that deadline to expire, and now his seat is just going to sit empty. It's the craziest
thing.
Disgusted. I'm disgusted.
You know what we're calling this thing? It's Revenge of the Rhinos. It's like a horror flick, George.
I mean, it is. I mean, if you look at Buck, Gallagher, McCarthy, and if you look at this guy, this big supposedly Republican donor Singer, you look at all his donations to those three individuals and plenty more, but specifically those three. What the issue is at hand is, and you even have like Senator Murkowski from Alaska. They're not understanding. They're not gripping the facts and listening to their constituents. It's not the party of Donald Trump. It's the party of a new movement. It's called MAGA. We want to make America great again. And that's it. It's not that difficult. They're not listening to we the people. This is what we want. The voters, the people that pay the taxes. And they're just, you go with it or get out of the way. But don't sabotage us. What is that? You know, they're sabotaging this movement. And
they're doing
anybody
it on purpose.
That's involved and goes along with it is part of the sabotage. That's
You're
it.
Right. But you know what, Lance? We knew the deep state wouldn't go easy, right?
I mean, of course, they don't want to give up power or control. At the end of the day, they control both sides of the aisle, in my opinion. I mean, look at this. 14 House Republicans have announced that they're not going to seek re-election into 2024. I have no idea how much money Singer is going to give them. Is he giving them book deals? Has he made them part of foundations? Are they all going to land up, you know, get new jobs at CNN? I mean, this is becoming a pattern. These
just
people
hire
them,
controversy.
Yeah.
Fire them, pay out of the contract. It's like, oh my gosh, it was, that kind of thing. The Republicans and conservatives and liberals and whatever you want to call them, they're all mixed together. And really, it's them against us is the real fault line that we're talking about, right, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's laws in place. I think the maximum amount you can donate to a campaign is $5,600, but they figured out all these workarounds. They're using foundations and super PACs and all these other scammy ways
dark
for
money.
Pay to play.
Act Blue. Don't forget Act Blue.
Go ahead and skip the break.
Yeah,
dark money.
Wow. It's
go
dark
ahead,
money. It's
George,
foreign
don't
money.
Forget what? This is important.
Act Blue, because Act Blue is an organization that donates money, and they'll just find people's names and say they use other money, and then say Sam Bushman donated to Hillary Clinton when in fact he didn't. And people are not aware this is going on. And this has been
and they
proven.
Might donate for me to a bunch of those candidates, teeny bits of money over and over and over and over. And James O'Keefe even did some undercover reporting on this, highlighting this lady's like, what? I didn't vote 56 or I didn't donate, you know, 522 times to anybody. What are you talking about? And this kind of stuff. Anyway, it's very concerning what's happening, but you're right. And they've found all kinds of ways to circumvent this.
And it's still up and running, Act Blue. That's another issue. They should be taken down, but, you know, nobody's going to do it. The Uniparty's not going to do it because they're all benefiting from it. It's just plain and simple.
They all love these free big paydays, and I think that's what's happening. I mean, listen.
That's right.
This is a diseased temple, and it all needs to be pulled down on its head.
Well, we don't seek for power. We seek to pull it down, so that makes sense to me. But we're talking about revenge of the rhinos, and they're trying to get revenge on Julian Assange, too, aren't they?
Yeah, free Julian Assange, I say. Free him.
Amen.
Anybody that's a threat to the D.C. swamp and establishment, they want to lock them up. They're doing it to Trump. They're doing it to Assange. It's, you know, that's their playbook. But, you know, they're all caught on. I mean, thank God to hear the high court. He's giving him a little chance. There's still a chance for him. But the high court, London High Court, ruled that Assange can appeal his extradition to the United States. Now, there's some stipulations in here, but it basically comes down to he's been handed a reprieve in a fight against extradition to the U.S. after two judges ruled that Assange could take his case to appeal hearing. But here's the kicker. But only if the Biden administration is unable to provide the court with suitable assurances.
Now, suitable assurances, kind of like Epstein? Assurances, Lance? That kind of assurance?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but what's it? Who's to say that the Biden administration doesn't make up stuff? We all know how our three-letter agencies are so corrupt. The DOJ Gestapo, Biden Gestapo, they'll just make up some assurances or something. Right? I mean, I don't trust them. Do you?
Lance, anybody? This is the problem. The least group in the room that I trust, sadly to say, even around the world. I mean, I'm not friends with the communist Chinese or the, you know, the Russians or any of this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you look at it and go, I think that the United States leadership is even more corrupt than those other groups that we talk about. You know, we act like there's always fear from the outside. I think our inside supposed, you know, keep your enemies closer. What the heck is this? I think the United States is the biggest threat. Leadership is the biggest threat in the country or in the world
now. In the world. Listen, I'm surprised Julian Assange didn't commit suicide yet.
Well, I'm grateful that he hasn't, and I pray that we can preserve
you know what
this,
I mean?
in my opinion, American hero. I know he's not an American, right?
When I say that because, you know, deep state Hillary Clinton or any of them, you know, have him killed, but they'll say he committed suicide. That's what I'm getting at, people.
Yeah, they call those Arkansides. Back in the day, there was hundreds of body count dead people around the Clintons back in the day. I used to report on this. They called them Arkansides back then, Lance.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you just don't want to find out that Hillary Clinton's on her way to the UK because it's probably what she would do. You know, here's the thing. He should have been protected as a whistleblower.
Then I like it when she's not here. I think that's just wonderful.
You know, they're pursuing him for espionage, but at the end of the day, it's not espionage when you're disclosing crimes against government officials. That's legal to do. And as a whistleblower, Assange should have been given those protections. You know, Assange, he's getting mistreated. It's more cover up. And in the middle of it is Hillary Clinton and many others, because the information he released really did focus on a lot of crimes being committed by government officials.
But and sadly, no actions have been taken to prosecute the deep state for their criminal activity, Lance.
Yeah, listen, Hillary Clinton used bleach bit and a hammer. BleachBit is a hard drive wiping program and a hammer to destroy hard drives that had evidence of many of the accusations that Assange was talking about. And she did that shortly thereafter. Same thing. She was buying BlackBerries. The number I heard was over 30 BlackBerries she brought off of eBay that were outside of the government network so she could control the content that was on them and just keep swapping them out and destroying them to make sure nobody could recover what she was talking about.
Well, this Lance, if you look at recently, an honest person. If you look at recently, you have Brian Malowinski. He was executive director of Little Rock's Bill and Hillary Clinton's National Airport. He was shot when the agents arrived at his home early Tuesday to serve a federal search warrant. He's
How convenient
now.
To have him gone. You know, dead people don't talk, right?
Another one on Killary's list, I'd say. But what do I know? You know?
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. Anyway, our prayers are with Julian Assange is the point. We've got a free Julian Assange right away. And at least the courts did him a little bit of a favor. That's why I'm saying other countries are a little bit more fair than the United States seems to be right now, especially to people like me and you and others that really want to stand for the truth big time. So the question becomes, is World War III imminent, Lance?
I think that's a really, really good question. You know, there when you start really looking at the truth in Ukraine, we know that the biolabs existed. We know that NATO had a plan to move missiles next to Putin's border. We know that the Ukraine has been doing money laundering operations with the Biden administration for a long time and many other U.S. government officials. Putin knew this. His FSB is no joke. And now you look at this shooting at Crocus City Hall, right, in Moscow. Big event, really complicated. They've already caught some of the people that are responsible. And they're directly saying that they're blaming the U.S., the U.K., and Ukraine for these terror attacks. And Putin's no joke. He's saying when he figures out who did it, they are going to pay the price and there are going to be consequences. I mean, the death toll right now, I think, is 130 civilians, including several children. So the criminals who did this, they've already captured, I think there's four of them now they've got in their control. There may be more. They've been going overtime trying to catch all of them. I don't know how many participants there were, but Sam, this is really concerning because Putin is not to be trifled with. This is a serious guy.
There's no question about that. And I got a question. How do we know the CIA is not directly involved with black, you know, operators and stuff like this and contractors and assassins and whatever you want to call it. How do we know that that kind of a group's not put together and funded and backed and controlled and on errand from the CIA? How do we know that? I don't think we do. And I think we cannot leave that alone, because if you look at all the international conflicts, the CIA has been provocateur in many, many of them, George.
Yeah, you know, black op groups. You know, they. It's said that these terrorists, they're going to call them terrorists, were hired from Telegram as, you know, mercenaries to do this attack. And they're actually caught some of them at the Brzeznak border and going into Ukraine territory. It's kind of ironic that they're going to Ukraine for, to escape that. And I don't believe it's ISIS. That's the narrative they're all pushing. ISIS. It was ISIS. ISIS. You haven't heard nothing from ISIS. And all of a sudden, all the media, everybody's saying it's ISIS. I mean, you know, they're all doing that. And you know, it's fake.
Well, and Donald even pointed out that Hillary and Barack Obama and Hillary are the ones that created ISIS. Right, Lance? So what's happening with this? Vacuum.
I mean, this story just stinks. I don't believe it. I think the hiring on Telegram, it's a perfect vehicle for undisclosed, you know, who's behind the funding sources. They gave them weapons that were used in the crime, and supposedly each of them got $500,000 Russian rubles apiece. And the truth is, you know, the modus operandi it doesn't appear to be related to ISIS, Sam. It just doesn't have that ISIS feel. You know, and they were killing for money. And then they tried to escape, and like George just said, across the border of the Ukraine. That wouldn't really be expected from ISIS militants. You know, well, I mean, they would have just shot it out to the death and thought that they were on their way to martyrdom. So I think
one of the attackers, Lance, was a Ukrainian military. He fought for the Ukrainian military. So does Ukrainian have a lot of ISIS people fighting in their military? Anybody?
Yes. No? Both sides do.
They have ISIS as their military soldiers?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Right? I mean, you got to debate because you don't know who's who. See, we've dropped people, special teams, CIA-tied, you know, contractor-type military people. We've dropped them everywhere in the world with agendas that we don't know about, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you have to look at the obviously terrorist groups. They obviously would rather get trained individuals. So it's not unusual for them to draw from any trained source, whether it's, you know, police forces, military forces, intelligence organizations. Those are the optimum targets to bring in as ISIS individuals, right? I think the key is that you have to look at the overall picture on this. And right now, I don't think it's good for the U.S. I think we already know that they were involved in the Nord Stream, two attack
pipeline destruction, right?
Yeah. So I think, Sam, I'm concerned, and Putin Amen. Has come out and said he's ready to drop the hammer on those responsible, and if he even has an inkling it's us, I think World War III is imminent.
Well, he already says that it's us blatantly. Okay, the USA and the Ukraine are behind the terrorist attack in what, Crocus City Hall or whatever it is, says the Russian leader. This isn't something that we can avoid or whatever else. And I don't want World War III, folks. I want to do everything I can to prevent it. But they are absolutely setting the stage for it, to say the least, Lance.
Yeah. We're going to have to wait and see, I guess. That's all we can do on this. But I think the statement by the FSB director, they're looking for the individual who ordered the attack. And I believe these guys that they've already captured, I believe they're going to cooperate, because, you know, the Russians are not above, and especially a situation like this, torturing these individuals until they give up the information.
They're being tortured right now.
I believe in the moral high ground. I don't think torturing is the way to go. I think you get faulty information that way a lot of the times and everything else. But no doubt that's what they do, right?
Well, we're saying is World War III imminent. So let's add now the attack on our infrastructure.
Oh, you're right.
The Baltimore maybe World War III bridge
hold
collapse.
On. Fifth generation warfare. Maybe it's already underway, gentlemen.
It's a good point. It's a very good point, Sam.
George?
Laura Logan thinks George is right. Laura Logan believes that Baltimore Bridge, it was a legitimate, organized, technology attack. George, I don't know. I'm sure what to believe yet. There's some stories out there I don't agree with about the bridge, but there are some that I agree with, George.
Yeah, I mean, so let's start with the story that I don't agree with. So one, they said a lot of people are speculating there was explosives on a bridge on top. You could see them exploding. So I took the video, I broke it down, slowed it down, like quarter frame by quarter frame. There's no explosions on a bridge. If anything, that's the electrical wires sparking. So that negates that story. As far as, is there nefarious actors in this? I don't know. I can't say there is or isn't, but can a ship's computer systems get hacked? Of course, any computer system get hacked. They hacked into government, NSA, CIA systems. Of course they can get hacked.
Elections, yeah.
Elections. Well, no. Well, they say there's not, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, of course, can a ship be hacked? Yes, absolutely. Did it get hacked? I don't know. I don't know who's Lara Logan's sources. She's very credible, but I like to see, see the evidence, because it could be, just like we're saying, fifth generation warfare. Somebody could be sending false intelligence to people just to make it look like it was a bad actor or attack.
Think about it this way a little bit. There are no coincidences, people. Yeah. There are no coincidences in politics at the highest level. So the United States gets this massive attack disrupting the whole supply chain. We're talking about hazardous materials and all kinds of stuff related to this. And not many days before that, Russia gets attacked. Do you think there's nothing related to these two together? It's a fair question, Lance.
I think it's a really fair question. You have to look at the way our intelligence organizations like the CIA, the DIA and the NSA, do and operate. So I think
hang tight.
Target.
Lance's commentary continues in seconds. I just don't want you to get cut off, Lance, on your radio. 9 p.m. XX, baby, tonight, Eastern.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Divers will continue the search for six people presumed dead Wednesday morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. USA's Dave Collins has more.
The search for the missing workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore Harbor. The Francis Scott Key bridge span went down around 1:30 Tuesday morning after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperatures when six construction workers fell from the bridge, they don't expect to find any survivors.
Hunter Biden's attorneys will be in federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, arguing for the dismissal of tax-related charges filed against the president's son. Biden pleaded not guilty to nine charges, including failure to pay taxes on overseas business income, brought by special counsel David Weiss. The charges carry up to 17 years in prison. Visa and MasterCard are nearing a groundbreaking agreement aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions back into consumers' pockets. USA's John Schaefer.
Traditionally, these fees, which credit card companies levy on businesses of all sizes, amount to a hefty 2% of each transaction, a cost invariably transferred to consumers. Credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next 5 years, followed by renegotiations for a fresh swipe fee arrangement with merchants.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is wasting no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, Tuesday, and later in the announcement had this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military industrial complex. That health agencies work for big pharma. That the USDA works for big ag and the processed food cartels.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
with news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Lance Migliaccio with George Ballantyne and, of course, your primary host, Sam Bushman. Listen, we missed a little thing I'd like to play here. KGP, we had a soundbite that I think is really important. Once again, running cover for the Biden administration. Let's listen to that quickly.
In early March, the United States, this government shared information with Russia about a planned terror attack in Moscow. We were very clear about that. On March 7th, we actually informed Americans in Russia did a public advisory, to be more specific. And, ISIS bears the sole responsibility here. The sole responsibility, and Mr. Putin understands that. We shared that with their government. And so there is no evidence, absolutely no evidence, that Ukraine was involved here.
How did you go about sharing that information? Through the State Department, U.S. Embassy?
I'm just not going to get into specifics. The U.S. government share that with Russian authorities, and I'll just leave it there.
I don't have any facts. Trust me, Lance.
Yeah, and the Russians aren't buying that information that the old press said.
Neither am I. Hate to agree with Russia, but neither am I.
She just lied to the people because she said that Putin is aware of it and knows it, but Putin is not aware of it and doesn't know it because Russia, their FSB and Putin are going a totally different route. So I don't know. Maybe
The statement the FSB made.
Afrochucky's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, the director, Bartynokov, actually said that the information transmitted by Washington about the preparation of a terrorist attack, they said it was general in nature, that Russian intelligence services reacted to it, but they didn't believe that it had any specifics. And I don't know how she could have definitively known that it was ISIS, because ISIS at that time had not taken responsibility, and I don't believe they still have. Those have been public statements made.
Because that's the pre-planned talking point narrative,
exactly. Exactly, Sam. It's a narrative they created in advance. They already planned this press release. I don't know. It's suspicious. I don't trust the press secretary. I sure as heck don't trust this administration, and I don't believe Putin does either. So I don't think the outcome is going to be good. But, you know, when you start talking all these things and you combine the bridge and you combine the event in Russia and you start looking at P. Diddy and all the rest of it, it looks like there's an awful lot of stuff going on that feels like a redirect. I'm not comfortable with the story coming out on the bridge because the harbor pilot, there was a really competent video I watched by an individual that knew a lot. He was part of the Coast Guard. He said the harbor pilots, the tugboats, where were they? You know, there was a lot of things that should have been happening around a ship that size as it was clearing the bridge, and it wasn't there. Now, I know it lost propulsion. George might be right. It could be a cyber security event or a cyber attack. But I don't know, Sam, what's your gut telling you on this? I'm uncomfortable with what's coming out on this story.
My gut tells me this. There are elite people globally who have plenty of money. And right now, they're starting to see kind of, I don't know what you call it, insurgents of conservative people demanding the supreme law of the land be upheld. Mm-hmm. And I think what they're doing is they're saying, we've got to take down America. We've got to make America, one, melt down internally. So look at the supply chain to make the point. Think about all the natural disasters that have happened, hurricanes, you know, trashing the South, Hurricane Katrina or whatever, and the East Coast, and then the floods and the fires on the West Coast, and then the, you know, ice and the tornadoes. And okay, you combine all that with things that are happening to sectors of our society. They're taking down the whole home loan, you know, mortgage sector got taken down, the whole, and they're going after sectors of society, one piece at a time. All this is coordinated. You see it escalating. I mean, when I was a kid, you never heard of a gun shooting, hardly ever. Now there's literally gun shootings all the time in multiple places. Okay, they are ratcheting up not only rhetoric, but hate crimes. And I use that term interestingly because I don't believe in hate crimes at all. But what they're doing is ratcheting up this agenda of destabilization, globally speaking. This is just part of that. So I believe it's fifth generation warfare. But this is just part of this. You have Moscow blame the Ukraine and the U.S. Then you have the USA saying, oh, no, it's ISIS. Well, then you have Trump saying, well, you know what? Hillary and Obama created ISIS. And then you say, well, was this thing an accident? Laura Logan saying, hey, This was not an accident. This was intentional. All right. And so you got a bunch of questions that Laura asks that I think relate to a lot of the answers, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously pointing out a lot of the details I just mentioned. And, you know, if you have to think about this, this is a perfect attack. When you start talking about hazardous materials, those are materials that are needed by our military industrial complex to make munitions, you know, binary explosive parts. They're normally not supposed to be transmitted or transported through a tunnel. And that's going to be the situation now without this bridge. They're saying this bridge is going to take anywhere from 4 or 5 years to fix. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it's actually going to take that long, but it may very well.
Well, it depends on what resources are thrown at it. So the question is, does the bridge have insurance on it? I mean, you look at the Epstein, you know, where they pulled the building or whatever else for 9/11 and kind of stuff, that Building 7, and there was big insurance payout on that. Is there insurance on this thing? What are the ramifications and the details? The devils are in the details, I think, on this thing.
Yeah.
Well, and you Joe just Biden brought said up the government's going to pay for the bridge. He already offered it that money, which is...
What about the other people, the insurance company, the company that the ship company, and all this kind of stuff?
Exactly.
There's no accountability there at all, right?
Right. The boats.
Why would the U.S. government be paying for it when there should be insurance on that shipping container ship? And you brought up an interesting point about the Twin Towers. Silverstein, I think, was the group that bought that. He only bought it 2 months prior.
Yeah. Silverstein,
it was amazing how he acquired insurance.
Right.
He acquired insurance that actually added a policy for terrorism. He got a full payout on that. He did a 99-year lease on a building that had less than 50% tenancy because they were having problems with Wi-Fi and all sorts of other
issues. And then you got the soundbart where he's like, pull it.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah,
this is similar, isn't it?
Yeah, it does have a similar feel to it, Sam. And I just don't think, where were the harbor pilots? Why all of a sudden the propulsion just goes out? And the way that the ship was maneuvered, and this is coming straight from Laura Logan, he chose that channel, right? And that would normally be how you would come into that bridge. They took a tight turn, and then they supposedly lost propulsion and lost control of the steering. It just, I don't know. It's just there's a lot there, and I just think this stinks. And I think we're going to find out that there's more to this story, hopefully. I don't know if they'll cover it up completely, if they'll be able to. But
well, so what happens when the next strike two? Usually these strikes come in 1-2 kind of punches, right? What's the next thing that's going to happen? So listen, the closure of the port of Baltimore is the latest hit to the global supply chain. Okay, understand we've had problems at the Panama Canal. All right, low water levels, they are having trouble getting traffic through that thing as we turn that over to the communists. And then the Suez Canal, which, hey, they're avoiding because of what? Attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. Okay, now what? All you'd have to do is add something to this during this five-year period, and we're in serious, serious international trade supply chain scenario. I'm talking about serious to where... The United States is going to start to have to live in what, wartime kind of rationing, and what's going to happen here? This is huge. If we have another strike that relates to it or kind of cross layers to this, you have no idea what it's going to look like. And then if the truckers get ticked and go on strike, America could change overnight, Lance.
Yeah, this is overly complicated. I mean, we've already drained our military stockpiles for this event in Ukraine to the point that I know we have shortages in many areas. Hazardous materials are going to be needed to do the manufacturing to replace those items, Sam. And this is crippling. $12 of every $100 that comes into Baltimore comes from shipping. So now they're going to be having to try to use tunnels and to get permits that are slow to acquire. You need an escort system to bring them through those tunnels.
But what happens if something goes through a tunnel and then something happens? Now we've lost a tunnel? This is what I mean.
Yeah,
we're so close to the edge, it's shocking, George.
That's not the only access point is a tunnel or that bridge. There's other access points. It just takes longer to get to travel. So, you know, it'd be more time. But... There's definitely a lot of unanswered questions in this whole scenario, but I want to bring up a couple of key things. I know as from a ship standpoint that if they lose a generator, they lose the steering. That's happened. I've seen in the deep sea crab fishing, Alaska King crab fishing, where you see the boats, they lose
power. Most dangerous catch. Most dangerous catch.
Yeah, so they have a backup generator, but that's only for lights. So if you see the video, you see the lights go out, then they regain it, and it comes back off, and then you see black smoke come from their stack. But, yeah, the trajectory of the route, definitely. But, Lance, you know what, something that I just thought of? Remember our friends at the NFSC were talking about that technology that goes in, that it's like you can't see, it's in a water type of explosive.
Liquid mine. Polymer mine.
That's right. Yep.
So.
Anyway, I'm telling you right now, they're bringing us to the brink. Exactly what's going to happen, we can't predict. We don't have inside knowledge. But we do know this. We have situational awareness. And we understand fifth-generation warfare. And I'm telling you right now, did the ship rely solely on lights to see where it was going? I mean, come on, what about a backup generator, right? How did the ship run into the support column? How did this occur in the first place? You think that there should be so many preventative measures for this catastrophic event that it would not even happen, right? But it did, and so all I'm telling you is it is the dismantling of America real time that we're seeing here, Lance.
Yeah, it has all the trappings of a black swan event, and we heard all the warnings about this, and it's definitely going to affect the supply chain. Whether intentional or not, this is going to have a dramatic impact on a lot of different industries across the United States. So, Sam, yeah, I agree with you 100%. There should have been reasons this didn't happen, but at the end of the day, we end up putting, you know, billions of dollars into all these countries when maybe it's our infrastructure that should have all those billions of dollars put in to protect it.
All right. Do you have any other commentary on this, George? This is serious, and we'll keep an eye on the ball. It's impossible to cover everything related to this, but we wanted to really put in your mind, you know, hey, I don't have all the facts on this, but I know this. It is not a coincidence, and it did not happen by accident. I can tell you that right now. George?
We will find out, but this is just a small taste of what could further happen, because if they hacked into the ship, you know, they're looking to hack into our infrastructure, our electrical grids, which, you know, sadly, all of our systems need to be updated and revamped, because if there's an attack on our grids, electric goes down. Are you ready? Is anybody ready out there? Do you have food, storage, water? Probably not. So I would suggest people getting prepared, because, you know, black swan events, this is one of them.
That's, and the deep state has all their bug out places and they're prepared for it, right, Lance?
Man, I guarantee they're prepared. You know, hope for the best, expect the worst in this situation, because I think that's where we're heading. There's just too many signs pointing to the fact that we need to be more prepared than we are, and that includes all of us. I don't think this government can be trusted in any way, shape, or form.
I agree 100%. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that ball for you. Now, we've been mentioning through the broadcast this hiring and firing.
makes my heart sing with
but
joy.
But this is where the deep state revolving door is prominent, and they act like they hired her and fired her. I think there's more to that story, too. They didn't hire her and fire her. Their own internal hosts are supposedly turning on her, but I don't really buy that. I think that there's an op going on here to deceive the people about what's really happening. It's the deep state warring with itself, making you falsely believe that there's two sides of the aisle in this. The deep state's putting together a political theater on this thing, and there's going to be a payout to her big time for the hire and fire. And there's going to be, you know, all these downstream ramifications. But on the surface, look, these people don't hate her at all because she's part of the deep state. They don't. But this political theater is designed for a deceptive purpose, Lance.
Yeah, but the mood right now for me on this, because of how I feel about Rona McDaniels, is the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yeah, you gotta flee over the mountains for safety, don't you?
My heart starts to sing.
Sam, I got a resentment against you right now because you tried to take Lance's mind joy away on this.
Yeah, I have to tell you, listen, I know it's probably a setup. I know it's probably a sham and just theater. You know, there's no business like show business. But at the end of the day, Sam, Rona McDaniel has been in the RNC this entire time, living in her $40,000 a month RNC-funded apartment, spending $100,000 a year on floral arrangements.
You're right,
100%. Traveling in private jets. Limousine service, private security services, and doing nothing right And I just have to tell you, I'm reveling in at least, hopefully she's suffering. Maybe you're right. Maybe the whole thing's a setup.
I agree, but you, by this psyop, you agree with Rachel Maddow.
Oh, it's hard not to agree with what she's, Rachel Maddow says. Now, I can't stand Rachel Maddow. We got to play the sound bite because everybody
needs
to
agreeing with her.
Wait,
ready?
I know, but everybody's got. We got to play the sound bite because everybody's got to hear this. Because
all right, hold on, George first. Wait, then the sound bite. Listen, George.
Norman McDowell, you're fired.
There we go.
All right, Liz.
And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News. To me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision. And it's not about, you know, Democratic Party, Republican Party. It's not about partisanship. It's not about right versus left. It's not about being a political professional versus some other kinds of person. It's not about being mean or nice to journalists. It's not about just being associated with Donald Trump and his time in the Republican Party. It's not even about lying or not lying. It's about our system of government and undermining elections and going after democracy as an ongoing project, right? And this is a difficult time for us as a country. And I think that means we need to be clear-eyed about the implications of it. Difficult times make for difficult decisions. We are contending with something we've never had to contend with before. In the news business, yes, we are covering an election, which we do all the time, but we're also covering bad actors trying to use the rights and privileges of a democracy to end democracy. The chief threat among them now is not the rioters and the kooks, but the slick political professionals who are turning their considerable talents to laundering violently revolutionary claims that America's elections aren't real, that election results aren't real, and that they shouldn't be respected. We are contending with this now, not from William Dudley Pelley's brown shirt militias, right? But from the multi-billion dollar massive political operation of one of the two governing parties of the United States of America.
Wow, she uses democracy three times. We don't have a democracy, by the way. She's clueless
yes.
Or criminal, not sure which. But look at that, George. You and Lance agree with Rona.
I agree with Rona? I do
no,
not.
No, Rachel Maddow.
Oh, Rachel Maddow. Yeah, oh, yeah. You agree with her, not Rona. Okay. See, I don't agree with either of them.
I think
I don't
both.
Agree with either of them either.
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember
I'm joking
Rona,
to make a point. This is how the PSYOP works, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, Rona publicly attacked imprisoned J-6ers. She's blasted Trump. She hasn't been supportive.
Oh, she's
of him
criminal.
No matter how.
But so is Rachel.
Day, you would think that her and Rachel Maddow would be thick as thieves. But at the end of the
That's
day,
right.
Whatever occurred here, whether it's a sham or otherwise, we know that now NBC, that Rona doesn't have a contract. I'm sure that they probably will have to financially do something for her. Maybe that was the plan all along. Come in
yeah,
for
it is
days.
The plan all along because in yeah. that they'll pay out a chunk to her, which is what they wanted all along and an excuse to do so with a paper trail that makes sense. But they also want to get ratings out of it, right? That got them a ton of ratings. The proof is we're talking about it.
If they're complaining because you work for the RNC, you know, and was Trump MAGA, but, you know, these other networks do have conservative political commentators on there.
Yeah, but they don't challenge elections, though. Yeah, you know.
What's his name challenges the border all the time? She didn't challenge the election. What are you talking about? She took everybody's money and didn't say do nothing with it. She didn't challenge nothing.
No, that's right. Maddow was just trying to create a nexus. Almost,
she scammed American people out of almost 300 million.
So that's what you do. You disagree with whatever her name is, Rona, whatever. And then you see it's all mixed up and people don't even know what issues to agree with or not or what the truth is at the end of this battle. It's like you don't even know who's who and what claims are real and not, right?
I mean, she's got
to love it.
Mitt,
they love it.
Mitt
they love
Romney's
it.
Niece. Mitt Romney's a rhino, so she's a rhino.
Oh, you I know, agree with that.
He's retiring too, thank God. People are finally, you know, they're finally getting, you know, they're afraid. Just like, you know, what they're doing with
And you've got to tie this back and ask, what does Mitt Romney know in relation to what we've just talked about all these people quitting? Is he tied to that, too? I think so.
So let me ask you guys, we're talking about rhinos and all this. So, you know, MTG was on Kevin McCarthy's hip the whole time when he was speaker. Now, you know, now that she put in, she wanted to get Johnson removed and a new speaker. Is she part of it? Part of that, that conspiracy with McCarthy and them? I don't trust her, to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, is that to create more chaos and
yes.
and separate the?
I'd have to say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I agree. We're commentators at this point. This is opinion, but I think so.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by none of this is by accident, though. And that's what I mean by when we talk about who's on whose side, where, when, what. They want you to be so confused that you can't really know anything, right?
Yeah, I think that's 100%. I think at the end of the day, the chaos is a tool, and it's an effective tool. You know, you use chaos, and then you work the controlled narratives, and then you create these events. The Baltimore Bridge, you know, burning down food processing plants. And you look at it, of course, you saw Maddow, right? What they do is they always try to intertwine some of the narratives they want to propel, like how we're all conspiracy theorists because the election was perfect. You know, we always accuse
and the
elections
democracy is under siege.
Yeah. I mean, these are marketing taglines that are created by whoever controls these narratives from the inside of our government, and they pass them through. Maddow's part of the problem. She's not part of the solution.
There's no
the fact
question.
That she's attacking Rona Romney McDaniel. Well, that's no surprise because at the end of the day, it's probably all part of their big game plan.
It feeds both sides of the aisle divisions, right? You got to pick a side.
I wish it was true suffering. I wish it was true suffering for Rona. I got to be honest. I wish it was.
I understand that.
She deserves it more than anybody else.
I wonder if
she
signed a contract, though.
We need to get due process and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. Yeah, she signed a contract. There's money in it.
Well, did she sign the contract yet, or who knows?
Yeah, George, she's already hired an attorney.
I know.
So 100%.
All right, listen, we're about out of time. I hate to switch gears, but I want to highlight our event tonight once again.
Oh, please do. So listen, Spaces, go over to at the Big Mig Show, set the reminder. We've got a massive event tonight. We're going to be exposing the Rhino and Democrat plan that even though it didn't work at a state level, they're going to try to pass federal laws. And they're doing that by having a rogue billionaire fund the departure of many Republicans because they're vacating their seats and doing it intentionally against the people of the United States. And we're going to give you the solution tonight and how we counteract what's going on. Make sure you tune in. Vivek Ramaswamy, Roger Stone, Sam Bushman, George Ballantyne, Scott Pressler, Simona Mangiante Papadopoulos, Joe Pags. It's going to be an incredible lineup.
Lance Migliaccio.
Yes, well, of course, myself. At the end of the day, you don't want to miss this event. That's Spaces tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard at the Big Mig Show. You can find the link. Tune in, listen to us. I think you'll be surprised, and some incredible information will be coming out of Slingshot News.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a free event. It's on X. Maybe Elon could pop in and join us too. I'm going to make that offer. Come on, Elon, let's go. Join
us. Exactly. You never know.
Blow this thing up to the millions and millions and millions of views. Come on, Elon, let's do it. George,
Listen. Don't be surprised if MTG comes in, Matt Gaetz, because. Last time I was on, I was a speaker in one of these events where Vivek Ramaswamy came in. That was the time where he was peeing in the toilet and forgot to mute his phone. By the way,
yeah, you got to use that mute button.
Yeah, but so you know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of other people joining, big names. So you should
there will be
tonight.
Drop the mic moments, ladies and gentlemen, but it will be intentional. Just so you know, it's all
here
available on X.
Table.
It's hosted by the Big Mig team. Check it out tonight. 9 p.m. Eastern, we will be live and would love you to participate in it. It's free and available now. Also, check out CSPOA.org. We got an incredible event in Vegas on April 17th. All-day event. Check it out. We're going to have a pizza party right in the middle of the training and the press conference. It's going to be epic, to say the least. Tonight, 9 p.m., be there on X. Look for the Big Mig team. They're hosting it. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. That's a wrap. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. TheBigMig.com. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. And God save the Republic.